When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
NBA playoffs finally begin this weekend. It is jam-packed Saturday and Sunday. If you are looking, and by the way, you've got the play-in games later tonight. It is awesome stuff. You got the Bulls going against the Miami Heat. You got Oklahoma City and Minnesota. You got Nick Friedell, ESPN NBA reporter. It's Canty and Carlin. In for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Nick Friedell is always in the zone. In the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Nick, let's get to it. We appreciate a few minutes. Let's start with the Lakers and the Memphis Grizzlies. Canty and I have a wager on it. Listen, it's clear that the Grizzlies should be the favorite here. And I think the question that most people have is, can the Lakers stay healthy, and do they have enough in the tank? So where do you come down on those two premises?
Well, I already know where Mr. Canty is on this bet. So, I would tell you, Chris, that there's just no way I'd feel good about a Lakers bet here. I'm taking the Grizzlies all the way. I think they are going to be motivated by the fact that there is so much hype around this Lakers team. Ja knows that he's got a long way to go as far as rehabbing that image off the floor. And if you win on it, that is the best step he can take in the moment. And even more, I just still don't believe that the Lakers are that good. LeBron, at the end of that game the other night, guys, looked exhausted. What's going to happen over the course of a series? What's going to happen when that cast that has been solid at times down the stretch in the second half just doesn't measure up with LeBron and AD, and count me in the group that just doesn't think that those guys are going to be able to withstand the entirety of a series against a really good team. So I'm taking Memphis. No doubt in my mind they'll find a way, and I'm just not buying what we've seen down the stretch here from the Lakers in the playoffs.
That's all right, Nick. Haters gonna hate, and it's okay to be wrong. Nobody's perfect. Staying in the Western Conference, another team with title aspirations, the Golden State Warriors, as a sixth seed, Nick, according to Caesars Sportsbook, they have the second shortest odds to win a title in the Western Conference at +800. Now, they're matched up against the Sacramento Kings, who are the third seed, but are getting all kinds of disrespect, according to the sportsbooks, at +4,000 to win a title. My question to you is this: how much pressure is Golden State under to compete at a championship level, given the contractual situations of the big three, that being Draymond, Steph, and Klay?
Chris, I don't think they're under that much pressure, only because they won the bonus title last year. Mm. I mean, nobody, when that season started a year ago, thought they were going to win. There were people in the organization that were still kind of in shock that they had gotten as far as they did going into the finals last season. So as far as pressure goes, I'm not buying that for the Warriors, only because they know what they accomplished last season. And yeah, there is a chance that this might be the end for that era with Draymond, especially he seems to be that name that pops up a little more. But this is a proud, proud team. This is a team that absolutely knows how to win in the playoffs. And as far as this postseason goes, and certainly this series goes, there is no way I am betting against Steph Curry and believing that the Sacramento Kings, who haven't been to the playoffs in a decade and a half, are going to be the ones to knock him off.
Nick Friedell, ESPN NBA reporter, joining Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Nick, we talked about pressure and Kevin Durant the other day. For the Phoenix Suns, is it about winning a championship this year, or is it about winning a championship over the next couple of years?
it better be about this year, Chris, because if you make that deal and you bring in Kevin Durant, you give up all the pieces that it took to make that happen, Chris Paul's not getting any younger. I mean, that's just not a reality. Devin Booker's awesome, but he's had his health issues over the course of the last couple seasons. If you're the Suns, you make that deal to win right now. And having watched Kevin the last few years, guys, and covered that next Nets team a lot the last year and a half, the thing that would scare me is Kevin just can't stay healthy for whatever the reason. Jimmy Butler falls into his knee. Last year was Bruce Brown falling into his knee. Then you've got the freak sprained ankle before that game, and he misses another 3 or 4 weeks. Kevin's healthy right now. He's motivated. That group is ready to win. They better do it now because they may not get another great chance that's in front of them at the moment. And I can tell you, having been around that group the last few weeks, there is a confidence around them with Kevin knowing that they believe he's the final piece in the moment.
Nick, we saw the New Orleans Pelicans get unceremoniously bounced from the play-in tournament, and now a lot of questions around that franchise with the future of Zion Williamson, the face of it, even though the face is not on the court in competitive games very often. What happens with New Orleans in terms of that franchise charting a path forward?
They better hang on and pray. Because, wow. Chris, when you've got Zion at this point, I know there's so much chatter. Oh, you know, they should look to deal him. They could move him at the lowest possible point of his career. I mean, what are you getting back that would make you think it's not worth running the risk of just seeing if he can get healthy, seeing if he can drop the weight again, and seeing if he can be the productive player that we've seen him to be when he's out there on the floor? So if you're the Pelicans, you can listen to all the speculation, and I understand it given that he hasn't been out there, but the best path for them is just to hope that Zion comes back and can be the star that we've seen. But there is nobody, guys, who has seen the last 2 years play out who believes that that can be a reality. So they're just stuck. They're not the first team that's gone through this, but dating back to my old days in Chicago, what it reminds me of a lot, sadly, is the Derrick Rose situation. Mm-hmm. Because you have this superstar talent that just cannot stay out there, and you have no other option in the moment as far as getting to a title goes other than waiting to see if that player can get healthy and waiting to see if he can finally bring the most out of a substantial amount of potential.
Nick Friedell, ESPN NBA reporter, joining us. It's Canty and Carlin in for Grinney on ESPN Radio. Knicks, Cavs, how do you see it, Nick?
I think the Knicks have a legit chance. And, Chris, I say that because I've watched that Knicks team get a little bit better throughout the season. Tibbs in a series is going to have a solid game plan to at least try to slow down Donovan Mitchell. Jalen Brunson dropped 48 on this team a few weeks ago in Cleveland. They have the confidence they can beat them. Question is, can you beat them in a series without Julius Randle for at least a part of it? Because nobody knows exactly when he's going to return. So I think that the Knicks have a legit chance. But, guys, I really look at this series and I see the Spider-Man meme because these two teams are a lot alike to me. They've both got solid pieces up top. I think the Knicks have a little bit more depth, but I don't see either of these teams being able to make a legit run in the East this season. So whoever wins this series, I think it's going to be a quick exit in the next series, come a couple weeks from now.
Nick, let's take a look at the top teams in the East, specifically the Boston Celtics. Now, we've heard grumblings that Jaylen Brown is weighing his options in terms of what his basketball future would hold. How important is a deep playoff run for the Celtics in terms of their ability to be able to keep Jaylen Brown?
I think it's huge, but I think in the end, Chris, what it boils down to is, does Jaylen Brown want to be the guy on his own team, or does he want to have a legit chance to win a title every season on the team that he's on in Boston? Because if he stays with Tatum, no matter what kind of pieces are around him, they're always going to be right there, and they figure to be there for the next decade or so. So in many ways, it's not even so much what happens this season, although I think Boston, of course. I mean, guys, I think the winner of the East Finals, if Boston and Milwaukee are healthy, I think that's the winner of the final. As much as I believe in Kevin Durant and I can see the Suns make a push, that's the series to me. I just don't know if they're going to be able to do it again this season. But as far as Brown goes, he's the guy that's got to make that decision in the future. And he's got to be the one that believes that Boston believes in him the same way. Whether or not that happens, we're going to see. But I don't think that whatever may happen in this postseason run is going to have that much of an impact on his future. He's got to be okay with being that 1A guy. And if he's not, he'll go elsewhere.
Nick, last one, more of a logistics question. You've got a lot of travel coming here during the NBA playoffs. I was in an unenviable situation yesterday. I want to get your take on how to handle this. Middle seats, Nick, in coach, your thoughts.
Misery.
Do you have a game plan going in? Do you have anything that you just immediately try to do, or is it just all about mindset?
Yeah, I'm just praying that there's a beautiful young lady sitting next to me. Frankly.
So basically, what you're telling me is you're the New Orleans Pelicans just trying to pray.
That is exactly what I'm telling you. I walk on that flight and I go, oh boy, well, this is going to be an even longer flight than I thought. But no, you stay away from middle seats at all costs. And guys, another trick that I've learned, everybody says, oh, middle seats in the emergency exits, they're not that bad. Well, they are that bad because those seats are stuck in place. You can't even move.
Exactly.
So that's another one to avoid.
Those are the armrests that don't lift, and you're crammed in there like 10 pounds of bologna in a little Ziploc bag. It's not good.
Never the way to go.
Thanks, Nick.
Always, guys.
Yep. It was certainly not intentional by any stretch. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. I mean, Canty, I get the way that he put it with the New Orleans Pelicans, that it is simply praying and holding on right now, trying to figure out what the hell to do.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough spot to be in, but it was interesting to hear Nick take that position and what we heard from our very own Alan Hahn, who co-hosts Bart and Hahn, but also does the pre and post games on MSG for the Knicks. And I guess when Alan said that Zion will have people that are interested, Zion would have suitors if he would be made available, I'm not too sure that if you're David Griffin, you don't listen to those offers, considering the fact that Zion has been, you know, so prone to injury over the first 4 years of his career. I think you have to weigh your options. And if you have a player that's teetering on not wanting to be there, coupled with the fact that he can't stay healthy, then it makes it a lot easier decision if you're the front office to move on from him, if that's the conclusion you come to.
The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in to NBA play-in action tonight as the Heat host the Bulls, followed by the Thunder at the Timberwolves, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern time on most ESPN radio stations and on SiriusXM Channel 80. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Up next, Dan Snyder is on his way out. Where does he rank on the worst owners in professional sports history? He's got a spot on the green list next on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Greeny, the podcast.
Weekly Rewind brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. The Green List in just moments, Canty, with the worst owners in professional sports history.
But, I guess that's Dan Snyder inspired?
Yes. Okay. And it didn't take much inspiration. Let's put it that way.
All right.
So listen, I told you yesterday I was getting on a flight to Charlotte. I'm doing the South Carolina spring game tomorrow night with Roman Harper down in Columbia. So I'm doing the show today in Charlotte.
All right.
And I had the middle seat yesterday on the flight down with the Economy Plus. I shelled out the additional $34.
So that means you sit like in the front part of the main cabin.
Correct? Right. And in theory, you have extra leg room. In theory, you have extra leg room.
Okay.
So I get on the plane and immediately I am searching for the look on the people who will be sitting next to me. One guy is in the window seat already. He's got a Giants hat on. And he just kind of looks up and he looks back down. And he slides himself even tighter to the wall.
Well, he knows what time it is. He gets what's about to happen. He's seen this movie before.
Now.
And he wants you to know that he understands that it's probably going to be uncomfortable for both of you.
Right. And he was not a big guy. He already had the armrest down. Already had it down before I got there. So it was not a response to my girth, so to speak.
So if the armrest is already down, do you feel a way about lifting it up?
Not
I certainly don't.
I don't. But in this case, I actually did not do it.
Okay.
And on the other side, I left it up so I had enough room. Other guy comes, sits down in the aisle seat. He's clearly not happy.
So it's three guys.
Three guys. I would say the other two were of average size, you know, like 5'10". Maybe 200 pounds, something like that.
Okay.
Not huge. I'm in the middle. It's a little crammed. It's a little crammed. And, you know, I put my little phone up on the thing to watch something on the phone. Canty, there is a problem that we did not examine yesterday that is a bit of an issue. And that is when I get on a plane within minutes, no matter what time the flight is, there is a tendency for me to immediately fall asleep for a brief period of time.
Okay.
There is a snoring issue.
Hmm.
I have purposely, though, figured out that if I tilt my head down, I do not snore.
Okay.
Until yesterday.
Wow. So you're on the plane, you've got your head tilted down, you're snoring, the guys next to you are already uncomfortable because of your size, and now you're going to add to this noise pollution?
I wasn't the solution, I was the problem. And when I woke up, not 10 minutes into the flight I woke up, I looked to my left, and he's just staring at me. Not saying a word. Just staring at me. And when I say that we locked eyes for a good 5 to 6 seconds of uncomfortableness before I just finally said, I'm sorry.
Well, at least you showed some awareness. Did he acknowledge and accept that you were sorry, in fact, for putting him in this situation?
If he did, it was a silent acceptance.
So he basically what you're saying is he didn't accept it. He didn't like it. In that situation, what you have to do when the drink cart comes by, you offer to buy him a cocktail.
That's a great point.
As a peace offering, you offer him something. Can I get you a cocktail? Can I get you a snack box?
Yeah.
Something on me to say, hey, look, I'm aware that I'm a bigger guy, and because of that, in the middle seat, I'm going to make you uncomfortable. I'm aware. Here's a piece. Here's the olive branch.
I felt like at the end of the flight, the only thing worse I could have done was to have brought like a smelly sandwich on board.
Yeah.
That would have been it.
But see, big fella, you got to offer up the olive branch. You got to offer up the olive branch. So maybe, you know, it's not ideal to be in the middle seat, and I'm pretty sure that you won't be in that position for a really long time. Although we do have to go to Kansas City for the draft in less
than 2 weeks. Already booked what seats I'm sitting in on that.
Me too. But I'm just saying, if you were to ever find yourself in that position in the future, this is what you have to do. You got to make it right. In the NFL, when I showed up, well, I didn't really show up late for work, but if one of my teammates showed up late for work or a guy missed a tackle or whatever, we would always have this thing where we would make it right and you put something in the pot. You know, just to let everybody know, hey, it's my bad. I messed up. I'm acknowledging I messed up, and it puts us in an uncomfortable spot.
That's a great point.
You got to do the next time you're in a middle seat. You got to make it right, Carlin.
And in no way did it strike me that I should make it right at that point. But I will remember that for the future.
Because you're a me guy. I often refer to you as the Aaron Rodgers of sports radio. You're a me guy.
You can't spell Carlin without an I. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio in for Greeny. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. When it comes to scoring great hires for your business, you may be up against a few obstacles, especially right now. That's why you need ZipRecruiter on your team. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. In moments, the worst owners in the history of professional sports. This list, it took a while to whittle it down, and we did. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. First up, though, want to remind you, we're our friends from Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
Worst owners in professional sports history. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Greeny brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Canty. We saw the news late yesterday. It was like there were bells ringing coming out of Washington, D.C. with the news that Daniel Snyder had reached a tentative agreement to sell the Washington Commanders to the Josh Harris Group for roughly $6 billion.
Legit question. Is this one of the best days in Washington, D.C. sports fan history?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt.
I mean, I know they got 3 Super Bowls with that franchise. That matters. They got the Nationals title not too long ago. That matters.
Been a while for the Wiz.
The Caps got a title a few years ago. Like, I'm just curious though. Like, with all of the titles that city has won over the last, you know, few decades, is this one of the best days knowing that Dan Snyder will no longer be the owner of the Washington Commanders?
Well, the football team clearly owns that city. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is absolutely up there with one of the championships. It's absolutely up there.
Yeah, because, I mean, they hadn't won a championship since what, the early 90s?
Yeah. Since the Buffalo Bills one, I believe, was the last one.
Yes. I mean, it's been a while. I'm just sitting there thinking about all the possibilities now with the team. Like, we asked the question about Lamar Jackson. Does this mean that the front office will pivot on their stance with him? there's no question that once this sale is complete, there are going to be conversations about where they're going to put the new stadium because FedEx is a dump. So, I mean, it's really interesting to see what ends up happening with this team now that the toxicity of ownership is going to be out of the building.
Well, Canty, it inspired a green list. Let's do it. The top five worst owners in sports history. Let's start with, ironically, we would have called it an honorable mention, but it's really a dishonorable mention. And Canty, I mean, the dishonorable mention is Jim Dolan. It has to be, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know,
anytime you have Charles Oakley, who is Knicks royalty, and Spike Lee, also Knicks royalty, get thrown out of your building, that's a problem. Well, first of all, Spike Lee wasn't allowed in the building, even though he has season tickets. They told him he didn't use the right entrance, so he couldn't come in. And then with Charles Oakley, he was actually in the building, not speaking directly to James Dolan, but James Dolan had him thrown out because he said something or didn't say something that was disparaging about Dolan. I just don't understand that kind of energy, man. I really don't.
Yeah, and the facial recognition software to keep people out who he doesn't want in the building.
Yeah.
The whole Isaiah Thomas mess that happened. I mean, you can go chapter and verse. There have been plenty of times. So he is the dishonorable mention.
It gives off small man energy, big fella.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. It gives off small man energy. Yeah.
That is absolutely fair. Number five. Bob McNair, Houston Texans. Canty, what was the comment?
You can't let the inmates run the prison when the actual adage is you can't let the inmates run the asylum. Like, it's just like,
say. Yeah. We know what kind of energy that gives
us. Yeah, say, say you're prejudiced without saying you're prejudiced. it's one of those things like. How do you really feel about things? Now, that was in response to what was going on with Colin Kaepernick protesting during the national anthem and all that stuff. It's just, it's a bad look. Bob McNair, he's no longer in charge of running the franchise, which is probably for the best for the NFL. But, like, it's just one of those things where you realize maybe there's a reason why that franchise is always in futility.
Number four, Robert Sarver. Canty, I've heard a few other things too that I can't repeat at the moment.
Yeah.
In addition to what happened last year that got him forced out as the owner of the Phoenix Suns. By the way, let's also talk about on the court. Phoenix Suns have never won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
I think Robert Sarver's played a role in that.
Oh, there's no question about it. And big fella, there was an investigation that was done that spoke to over 70 former employees. And current employees of the Phoenix Suns. And they basically accused Robert Sarver of using racially insensitive language and having inappropriate comments and misogynistic views when it came to some of the employees and his wife in particular. There was a rumor that he was passing around a picture of his wife in a bikini and talking about intimate acts that she had performed on him. I'm uncomfortable with my boss putting me in that position where he's asking me to respond to a picture of his wife in a bathing suit and talking about lewd acts that she was to perform on him. I'm uncomfortable with it.
I'm uncomfortable with you talking about it right now, honestly.
Well, that's what it is. That's the report.
I know.
Didn't do it.
I knew you didn't do it. That's how alarming the whole report is. Next, Marge Schott. Who could forget Marge Schott? Just the worst. Oh, she had the Nazi paraphernalia. She had her Hitler comments over the years. And she used to bring her dog out onto the field and make her people take care of her dog. And when the dog went to the bathroom on the field, Marge Schott was just the absolute worst. Oh, God, she
was
terrible.
That's a bad look. The Cincinnati Reds, that's a very interesting franchise, big fella. I mean, when ownership says, you know, we don't worry about putting a losing product on the field because, hey, what else are the fans going to do? That's
one of the guys that owns it, you know, 20 years later after Marge Schott.
That's a franchise that had some interesting people in the ownership seat. I'll leave it at that.
Next, Donald Sterling. I mean, you knew he was on the list. was just a question of if he was going to be number one. Obviously, all of his racist comments that were caught on tape. And then he was just a terrible owner of that franchise to begin with and never did anything to help that franchise win a championship.
Yeah. It's a bad look.
All the way around.
It's a bad look.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's the thing.
The stuff that got him out was the worst, obviously.
It was the worst because he was caught on tape saying it. It's not like he could be in denial about it. There's no place in professional sports for any of that kind of thing. And when you get caught on tape saying something like that, you deserve to have your franchise taken away from you. Being a part of professional sports, even if you're an owner, is a privilege. It's not a right. And that was on full display when the NBA players and the other NBA owners got together and forced Donald Sterling to sell the team.
Canty, we did it. Next! Congratulations, Dan Snyder.
Yes.
Top of the list.
Yes.
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 I mean, we can go chapter and verse down it all. Everything that's happened with sexual harassment, uncomfortable work environments in that organization, suing his fan base, his season ticket holders, putting his own people in positions to be uncomfortable and have to make bad decisions. You have to, and meaning tough decisions based on what the owner wants versus what's the right thing. And, Canty, just everything that has been so awful about that organization for the longest time. I was once told a story about a particular staircase that was in the front of that building that women would talk about, don't go up that staircase
that
if you're
correct.
Wearing a skirt.
That is correct.
I mean, come on.
I had a friend that used to work in that organization, and I can confirm that that was a real thing. Carlin, also, some of the things that they did were just so egregious and despicable. Like how they treated the cheerleaders there in the organization where they would go abroad for the photo shoots to put out on the team calendars and essentially try to pair the cheerleaders with select season ticket holders and corporate sponsors that were invited to the photo shoot by the team. Like it was icky in terms of what they did and how they treated women, how they treated employees.
Wouldn't get rid of the
players.
Name of the franchise for the longest time because he just refused to.
He's the worst. And there was a reason why Virginia, why D.C., and why Maryland all decided that they were not going to engage Daniel Snyder and the Commanders franchise with building a new stadium because they were tired of his behavior. I mean, there's a situation where he wouldn't refund the season ticket holders when it came to certain deposits on their seats and their PSLs. Like, it's ridiculous how he ran that franchise and how he was allowed to run the franchise for 2+ decades. But he's finally going to be, I don't even want to use the term pushed out because he's getting $6 billion. But the NFL is finally going to shed itself of Daniel Snyder.
He charged the team $3.5 million to put a logo on his own plane.
Wild.
Congrats, Dan Snyder. We did it. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tomorrow night as the Cavs host the Knicks, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 5:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations and SiriusXM Channel 80. It is what America waits for each and every week. And now they get it. Bubba with who you got. By the way, Back to School was on this morning as I was getting dressed. Outstanding.
Rodney Dangerfield's best work.
Oh, so good. So good. Bubba, the floor is yours.
All right. Who you got brought to you by Granger. And we'll start with the play-in tournament wrapping up tonight. Both games on ESPN Radio. Got to get your guys' picks. First game, 7 Eastern, Bulls, Heat, ESPN Radio, as I said, Miami minus 5.5. Who you got here?
I'm going with the Heat. Let's go Heat. Listen, DeAndre DeRozan ain't going to be there. Let's go Heat. I'm all in on Miami. That's a good basketball team with a bank full of pride. Jimmy Buckets finds a way to get it done, get them into a playoff series against the Bucks.
5.5's a lot, though. 5.5's a lot. Just to win the game, I will go with the Heat as well. So let us make that our kiss of death. #KOD. It is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Next!
All right, other game. Thunder at T-Wolves, also on ESPN Radio. And this one is also -5.5 for Minnesota. Who you got?
Canty, I'm going to jump on Oklahoma City here because of what you were talking about earlier. And the best player on the floor is probably going to be SGA.
Yeah, I'm riding with OKC, too. I mean, him and Josh Giddey combined for 63 points the other night. 44 of those were in the second half. Those guys have a knack for showing up when the game is in the balance. I believe in them. There's some things going on with Minnesota. The team chemistry is off. Everything between Kyle Anderson and Rudy Gobert, even though he's back tonight, I just don't trust it. So I'm going to roll with the Oklahoma City Thunder in the in pulling off the upset.
Next.
Who You Got? Brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And a man paid over $170,000 on surgery to be 5 inches taller. A very painful surgery, they said as well. I think they basically break your bones and make you taller. Sounds fun. Are you signing up for any plastic surgery? Is there anything you're interested in? Who you got?
Well, we've already covered the fact that my calves are sublime.
Yeah.
You know, I like me, and I'm good. I would say, though, that I have gotten a little vain, and I am keeping an eye on the wrinkle situation on my face outside of the normal fat wrinkles.
Really?
I don't know if I do any Botox, but I'm keeping an eye on it. Let's put it that way.
Keeping an eye on it. Yeah. No, I'm all set. I certainly don't need the surgery to make me any taller. Not unless I'm trying to be the next Victor Wembanyama. So, no, I'm good on the plastic surgery, Bubba. Don't disparage those that
no.
do. I don't want to stigmatize it. To each his own. But I think I'm all set on that front, especially when it comes to 170,000?
170,000.
Yeah, I'm all good. I got better ways to spend $170,000.
Yeah. Agreed. Next.
99 years ago tomorrow, Rand McNally published its first road atlas. Would you like to go on a road trip across the country? Who you got?
I have done it. I have done it with a Rand McNally road atlas back in the 90s. And a big rental truck. My brother was moving to California.
Nice.
And I got to tell you, I look back among the fondest memories I have. I don't know that I would care to do it at this point, though.
For why and for what would be my question. Like, if I wanted to see certain parts of the country, I would just jump on a plane and go. If it's over 3 hours, Bubba, I ain't driving. That's just where I'm at with it. I'm not driving. There's a better way. We have airplanes. If you're fortunate enough, you can have a private plane. Either way, I'm getting on somebody's bird to go to where I want to get to.
I just had a vision of Canty and I driving through southern Illinois.
I like it.
Why? What? No. No, that's not going to happen.
We wouldn't make it there. You would have killed me by then.
Yeah, that would never happen.
Yeah, after high school, we went on a baseball road trip with three of my other friends. We went to just different baseball parks across the stadium. That was a good time.
Well, the key term is high school.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm 40 years old, Bubs.
Would you have done it at any point in your life? Because, again, Carlin said he did it when he was younger, too. Would you have done it at any point?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've taken road trips to nowhere, essentially. Yeah. I've absolutely done it. And I would do it again, absolutely.
But not
absolutely.
Now. But you're done now.
Yeah, I'm done now. I'm retired from that. Yeah.
I might do it. But
I'm not. You know what? You know what, Carlin? I'm not doing it. My decisions are no longer influenced by Mad Dog 2020. So there's no reason for me to go on a reckless road trip.
What if we got one of those big RVs that we could, you know?
Yes.
Or a bus.
Take America.
Yeah.
Give me the Madden Cruiser or the Cowboys Jerry Jones bus. I'll consider it.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.